It's that time of the year again, when the public gets to reward the people and organizations in the tourism sector with the most outstanding service. Find out how you can nominate your favorite tourism worker or business for the 2017 Tourism Services Excellence Awards on this week's Tourism Roundup. And stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Tourism Service Excellence Awards started in 2008 and was created to highlight and give recognition to persons and organizations who have gone above and beyond to offer quality services in the tourism industry.
It is geared towards unearthing and showcasing the best of our Jamaican people. The best part of our product is the people, and you'll hear this from every single guest who comes. It is about the service, it's about the warmth of our people. So we want to put on a pedestal these individuals who are performing well.
Executive Director of the Tourism Product Development Company, TPDECO, Dr. Andrew Spencer. Nominations are now open, and the public is being invited to submit the names of the person or business they think deserve this coveted award.
Any member of the public can nominate an individual or organization once there has been excellent customer service delivered. The organizations are, however, allowed to submit self-nominations. An individual cannot. So nominations for individuals must be based on the individual's career in the industry, and the individual must interface with visitors. For the organization, nominations should really be based on historical as well as the current activities of the head.
Here's how you can go about submitting your nominations.
Send a nomination as an attachment to serviceexcellenttpdco@gmail.com. That's serviceexcellenttpdco@gmail.com. Or you may send it in a sealed envelope and deliver it to any of our TPDCO offices island-wide with the supporting documents. So I have an office in Kingston, Otrias, Mandeville, Montego Bay, and Negril. If people want to get full details on the program and the nomination packages and so on, they can access that information at www.tpdco.org.
Executive Director, Tourism Product Development Company, TPDECO, Dr. Andrew Spencer. Nominations close Friday, December 22 at 4 p.m. In tourism news this week, Club Kingston at the Norman Manley International Airport has been named Priority Pass's Global Lounge of the Year 2017. An international airport lounge access program, Priority Pass members provide ratings for lounges based on a specific list of criteria. Minister of Tourism Edmund Bartlett says this latest accolade helps to authenticate the value of Destination Jamaica. He says the airport is the first point of contact with the destination for guests, pointing out that the quality of service being offered at Club Kingston will help to ensure more repeat visitors to Jamaica.
You know, visitor satisfaction is the number one element of what we offer. And it's that kind of service, it is that kind of experience that makes people come back and makes Jamaica now have a 42% repeat business, which is an enviable record all over the world. So when we get awards like this, comparing ourselves with the best of the best in the world, it only further accentuates the point we're making that this destination is the best place for you to come, to visit, to enjoy life, and to exhale. To a place called Jamaica.
In our No Jamaica segment this week, we visit Roxburgh in Manchester. Roxburgh is the birthplace of national hero Norman Washington Manley. This property was originally part of an estate recorded as Roxburgh Castle. During the late 19th century, Thomas Albert Samuel Manley, father of Norman Manley, purchased a part of the property. On the 4th of July 1893, Norman Manley was born on the property. He lived there until 1903, when his father died, and the family moved to their Belmont property at Guanabo Vale. That's it for Tourism Roundup. On behalf of studio engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Andre Palmer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.